from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
More minutes. He gets some run and then he doesn't. And then he is never put in a position where he could build momentum and build confidence, even though I think his confidence is pretty good, judging from when he had to go up and down the G League a couple of years ago. I think he was up there for the most part, but just not getting the consistent minutes. But when he's gotten them, he's just a serviceable player. Both ends of the court, he's a hustle guy. Yep. He runs to the balls, like he can knock down the 3-point shot, and he's got size. Like that's the thing for me. He's got size and he's got athleticism. I would like to see more of Moses Moody in this, and I get it. Pajemski, he showed some flashes last year, but I think he's just been given a longer leash than Moses Moody has ever been given. And I think that sticks in the craw of a lot of Golden State Warriors fans.
You're spot on with that assessment there with Moses Moody. You're spot on. And I just made the mistake. I forgot about him. And I've been saying, other people.
We all do.
I said, but what about Moses Moody? It's obvious that in these deals, for whether it's Paul George or Larry Barkin, that Moody's probably part of those deals and part of those packages. Maybe he feels like that. It certainly feels like that. But you are right. 6'5". He's another first-round pick from the 2021 draft next to Jonathan Kuminga. It took him ahead of Trey Murphy III down to New Orleans. And Trey Murphy III, he's a baller, right? And you don't want to go back saying, damn, you could have had Trey Murphy instead of Moses Moody or whatnot. But it is what it is. I think Moses Moody can play this game at a high level. I really do. And maybe that is your starting two guard. I don't think Steve Kerr's just going to hand out this job and say, go ahead, starting two guard. Todd, it's yours. No. He's going to have to work for this. And Moses Moody has to... He's trying to make a name for himself now. He's going to be up for what we're not talking about here with Moses Moody. We are talking about Jonathan Kuminga becoming a $200 million player. Where's Moses Moody's money at right now? He's got to try to get paid. He's got to try to make sure he's got some type of value here around the league. So it's a good call with Moses Moody. We are sleeping on him.
He's only 22. He's still sleeping so
on
young.
Him. No doubt. We're sleeping on him. And it just feels like you're right with the hustle plays and everything. When he does plays, he may get beat back door every now and then. He may not be the best dribbler or whatnot. He may not be the most athletic, especially when it comes to lateral quickness. But it does feel like he knows where to be at all times. He's never out of position. He's going to make the right basketball play. So will he get that opportunity, or will he be flipped for something? But you're right. That is one guy who has some size and can maybe play in the backcourt.
Exactly. So, and then Big Smooth, who just called recently, you know, he started off the call when he said, and I had to look this up too, you know, stop talking about D'Anthony Melton's back injury and stuff like that. He's going to be fine. I was like, well, I didn't know it was this kind of a back injury, Bonte, when I looked into it. It was a lumbar stress reaction in his spine. Spinal. I'm going Mike Tyson
spinal.
Here.
Spinal.
Whenever I hear that word or like neck, those are the two areas of the body, especially with basketball players, that concern me.
Yeah.
Like just, and I get it. The guy's been retired since it, but Steve Kerr dealt with a lot on his spine alone. I think we forget about that. Like, that is one area of the body that concerns me greatly. So I hope he is back to 100%. I think he said in his press conference he feels great, all that sort of stuff. That does give me a little bit pause going forward. to how much I could trust this guy. And listen, this has been a team that has struggled when it comes to, and I know Draymond's suspensions, but with injuries.
Yeah, Draymond's back.
Draymond's back.
Gary Payton the second.
Yes.
Can't stay on the floor.
Can't stay on the floor. Steph's getting older.
Steph's getting older. Kuminga had to knee tendonitis late in the season.
Because he had the workload. Yes.
Andrew Wiggins has had some adductor strains, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? He's missed some time, so due to injuries. So we'll see about that. Speaking of Melton, here's what he said about joining the Warriors, Chief.
Yeah. Hey.
That's kind of tough because understanding everything they went through the last, 13 years, you know, they was together. And, you know, four championships they won. So it's nothing I can do to replace it, you know, emotionally and mentally. So all I can do is just go out there, play my game, play hard and, you know, show why other fan bases, other fans love me too and everything I bring to the table. So I love to win. I love my ability to figure out ways to win, and I think that's what this organization appreciates the most is figuring out ways to win no matter what.
And that's Melton basically trying to replace Klay Thompson. He's not going to be able to replace Klay Thompson and love this fan base half for him. We're going to hear from Klay Thompson at 8 o'clock when he's introduced to the Dallas media, the Dallas fan base, your new Maverick, Klay Thompson wearing number 31 in honor of Reggie Miller, one of his favorite players growing up. So Michael Thompson was on with Willard or Dibbs yesterday. He picked Dallas.
He was great.
He was great. And I think people are overlooking the Dallas situation with Klay Thompson. Look, we're going to move off from Klay Thompson. We'll do King of the Hill.
You think that was the number one choice, Bonta? You think he wanted to go? I think he really wanted to go to the Lakers, to be honest with you. But I don't think the Warriors were doing business with them.
And I just think he wanted out of the fishbowl.
Okay.
And when we say the fishbowl, go to say Warriors have been right next to the Lakers over the last decade in terms of the headlines, the coverage, the media attention, all everything's hyper-focused, his fan base. And I think he goes to Texas where, you know, let's be real, it's a football state.
Yes.
They love their football, whether it's the Texas Longhorns, Texas A&M Aggies, or the Dallas Cowboys. You know what I mean?
Or hell, the Texas Rangers, who I know is baseball, they just won a World Series. That place is packed in day in and day out.
They do love their baseball down there. They do love their baseball down there. So the Mavericks, they could be second fiddle, they could be third fiddle. Yeah. And he gets to play alongside Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who are going to take all the headlines. He gets just kind of lay in the cut. True. And I also think the most underrated thing about this move is he gets to play for Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd understands veteran players. He understands NBA superstars. And how do you think Kyrie Irving's got his head on straight? Jason Kidd, he's going to do wonders for Klay Thompson. Hey, I was a veteran. We moved around. You look at that 2011 Dallas Mavericks team, a lot of cast-offs, right? You know what I mean? Sean Marion, Jason Terry. Who else was it? Jason Kidd was on that roster.
J.J. Barea?
Yeah, J.J. Barea. Yeah, Tyson Chandler.
Yeah.
You had a lot of guys who kind of cast offs and found their way in Dallas.
Peju was on that team, wasn't he?
Peju Stojakovic was on that team. Backing it
up. He was clutch.
Deshaun Stevenson.
Yep.
Remember him?
God, that team was hilarious. And the fact that was one of the greatest postseason runs ever.
By
Dirk literally put that team of, I'm not going to say cast offs, but like kind of over the hill team and just went through the Lakers with Kobe, went through OKC. I want to say they beat the Spurs in that run. They might have. It was Spurs or the Grizzlies, who were also very good. I forget which team it was.
I know they beat OKC in the... they swept the Lakers.
They swept the Lakers.
That was
in the second round.
And they
correct.
Beat OKC in the Western Conference Finals.
And then they handled the Heat. The Heatles. That was an amazing team, to your point. I didn't think about this with Jason Kidd. Like, he really did have to fail a couple times.
Yep.
Get that assistant job with the Lakers and Frank Vogel, won the bubble chip, came out of that, and I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, they got to the Western Conference Finals. I think they kind of they outshot expectations during that run with Luka. They had Hardaway Jr. They had Jalen Brunson there.
Right.
But I didn't expect them to be this good this past year, and he's done a hell of a job, to your point.
Hell of a job.
So Clay's going into a very good situation. Hey. I think about this, Bonte. Maybe this is a question we could ask the callers at 888-957-9570. D'Anthony Melton said there he's not going to try to beat Klay Thompson. He's just going to be his own player. He's not replacing him. Kyle Anderson's not replacing him. Buddy Hield, none of these guys are replacing him.
Right.
But I do wonder, now that Klay is gone, who's going to be that one player with the most pressure from the fan base? We know it's not going to be Stephen Curry. Steph's not going to be the guy the fans go after.
Two guys.
Draymond Green?
Two guys come to my mind, popped in my head right away. And I don't mean to cut you off, but that's a hell of a question. And I would love to hear from the fan base. 888-957-9570. It's Draymond Green and it's Jonathan Kuminga. Draymond and Jonathan Kuminga. Because Draymond is part of the big three. We know what happened last season. We know what happened the season before. Draymond Green's got a big spotlight on him.
Is that now? Is that just not getting suspended? It might be as simple as that, right?
You got to help this team win at a high level. Okay. You got to hit open threes. You got to be on the court. You know, because everybody see the podcast of the offseason, like, dude, Draymond's talking about everybody. Everybody. So it's Draymond Green and it's Jonathan Kuminga. Because fans want to know, is this the guy who's going to lead us into the future? Is this the guy you can build a team around? Is this a guy worth $200 million? I think Wiggins is so quiet.
That's who I was, yeah.
Folks don't even care. Like, it felt like Warrior fans, what's up with Wiggins? Well, we don't really care. Wiggins was, he had his worst thing, he admitted it. When he went on that podcast with Canadian brothers, he was awful last year.
What a luxury to be like the second best player in a championship team a couple years ago and like the heir apparent to take over for Klay Thompson. Because that was supposed to be the next two-way guy, two-way Wiggs taking over for formerly two-way Klay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just fell off the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where he is. He's in Nova Scotia? I don't know.
Wow.
Quebec? I'm just naming like provinces now. My Canadian geography is not great. I don't know. Newfoundland?
It's pretty impressive. I'll keep it going.
Vancouver? I don't know.
Edmonton, Winnipeg.
I'm starting to name NHL
Winnipeg,
teams now.
Ottawa?
Yeah, you're going NHL teams. You don't even know.
Saskatchewan?
There you go.
Come on now.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Montreal?
Calgary? There you go.
Calgary, Montreal.
Well, they have like these provinces, and they have city states. I don't even know.
I do love this Toronto.
I do think Wiggins should have a little bit more pressure on him, especially if he is returning, because they need he changes everything. No, I'm serious. Like, I think we are kind of like just laughing at it because no one expects him to be that guy anymore. But when he is on, he changes everything for that team.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it. Klay's not here anymore, so there's going to be a lot of shots available.
Yes.
Chris Paul's not here anymore. There's going to be a lot of shots available. Can Wiggins get back to scoring 18 points a game and being that defender? I mean, this guy, this guy has a lifetime average. I mean, we see this guy drop 20 in the season before all year long. Does Wiggins have the capability? As I'm looking to pull it up his box score now, because this is huge. Now, last year he averaged 13 points a game, took 11 shots.
Ugh.
And Steve Kerr, I'll never get this quote out of my head, Spadone, where he said, we cannot allow Wiggins to go down the floor and not touch the basketball for five straight possessions. Well, that's not going to happen this season if he's on this roster. Well,
part of that's also on Wiggins. I understand like what he's saying, and we'll pick it up on the other side. But like, it's ultimately on the player to get involved. I'm not allowing Steph or Jeremy. Like,
but
come
let's
on.
Pick this up. Let's pick this up on the other side. I want to get into that. And 888-957-9570 with Klay God, who has the most pressure on them on this Warriors roster moving forward? Is it Draymond? Is it Kuminga? Is it Andrew Wiggins? Is it Steph? Is it a coach, Steve Kerr? If you missed any of yesterday's Warriors offseason summit, it's pinned to the top of our Twitter page. We had a lot of fun. We'll recap that. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who's having a worse summer than Drake?
I was going to say the same thing. Are we really even allowed to play his music now? God.
Man, it's a good beat. Headlines is a great beat.
He still has great songs, but my guy just got... apparently, they didn't play any Kendrick at the famous white party with all the celebrities and stuff
like that.
White
party with Michael Rubin and the Hamptons?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Drake was there. They didn't play
Mike. Yeah, they didn't play Kendrick. That whole thing feels like very cult-like to me, the whole all white party. It's very... It makes me uncomfortable for some reason. And also, the name all white party also makes me very uncomfortable.
Brothers and sisters. You know, Anna did ask me early on when we were dating. We're in Chicago one time. You know, us black people, we love a good all-white party. We're at all white. It's just, I don't know why, but pops. We are all white. It just pops. I guess the white just pops,
it
man.
Does, it does.
It's just
like,
funny.
I think you could pull off an all-white suit. I think I would get washed out. That's okay to say that. That's all
know.
Right.
Oh,
I'd have to be like in a week getting tanned, and then maybe it would look good. But even then, I'd look like...
I don't
like,
know. I've never pulled the all-white. I see Baldy.
He can pull it off.
He was downtown. I was leaving the gym.
But he's got that Florida tan constantly.
No, dude, Baldy, I seen him on a Friday night. He was just doing radio with us. I seen him on a Friday night. He's got the button up, halfway up. He's got the taco meat showing. No chest hair whatsoever. It's just out there. He's got the white jeans on, getting ready for dinner. I'm like,
white jeans?
White jeans, dude. Yeah, white jeans.
A man rocking white jeans is next level confidence that I aspire to.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
No.
I can't compete with that.
And he was rocking it.
You know, your confidence on a 15. Mine is on a 6.
Baldy, by the way, is one of the best follows on social media. Like, he has just been living his life. He was at the SAC Summit with Cam Jordan, Von Miller, Max Crosby.
Saw that.
Out in Vegas.
So I'm coaching up with Von Miller.
That was so sick.
So, dude, Baldy's everywhere.
Hey, Baldy season's approaching, man. We got Niners coming up here soon. Training camp.
Less than a month away.
Who's Brandon Ayuk at?
Oh, he was at the California Classic.
Was
Saturday.
Oh.
He was watching the California Classic.
Okay.
He was watching Bronny James.
Okay.
He's a big LeBron fan.
Okay. That's
so
fine.
When he got drafted, this is a true story, Spadoni. We'll get back to the Warriors. 888-957-9570 moving forward. What's the most pressure on them on this roster? On this roster right now, is it Draymond? Is it J.K.? Is it Andrew Wiggins? 888-957-9570. We're also going to take Klay Thompson.
Is it Steve Kerr?
Is it the coach, Steve Kerr? Is it Mike Dunleavy, the GM? It feels like he's already got a lot of pressure, but I'm not mad at Mike.
No.
Mike's doing a hell of a job right now. He's doing one hell of a job, doing what he's got to do, working with what he has with this cap situation. I'm not mad at Dunleavy right now. But who's your guy, Spadoni? Is it Draymond? Is it Wiggins? Is it J.K.?
I'm going Andrew Wiggins. I think he needs to step up. If he is still on, again, we're just judging who has the most pressure on this team right now.
Yeah.
I can't speak to whoever gets traded, who doesn't get traded. But right now, I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins, who was the second best player on a championship team just 2 years ago. And a lot changes in 2 years. I get it. He was so sensational on that run, Bonte. I don't have to tell you. The guys he was guarding at the level he was, while also scoring, the mid-range touch, the confidence that he showed, it was just a whole different player. I was like, who is this? Is this Kawhi Leonard out here? That's what he kind of reminded me of with that mid-range game. The three-point shot was going down. He was confident. He was going up there to block Luka, to dunk on Luka, whatever it was. He was incredible.
It's a hell of a run.
And it was. And then even the first half of the year after that, he was looking great.
He was. People forget. Hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. He suffered the right adductor strain.
Yeah.
He had picked up where he left off in the NBA Finals to start that season. We all forget it because they weren't winning many road games. Remember, they had the 0-5 road trip. What was it? Charlotte, Detroit, Miami, Orlando, and then New Orleans. When they sat everybody, went 0-5 on a road trip, and they started off awful, won 11 road games. But you're right. Before he suffered the right adductor strain, he was hooping.
He was playing very well. And then, obviously, it was just a trickle-down thing. And then, obviously, he missed three months out of the year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was dealing with some personal stuff. But when he came back on the court, it just wasn't the same. It ruined the flow of the team. Yep. Like his performance, I was actually shocked in that first round series last year against the Kings. He actually played way better than I thought coming back. And then he got back into the starting lineup, and then he got hurt again late in that Lakers series. LeBron was going at him in that game six. He just wasn't the same player. They had to bring in Moses Moody. And then he wasn't even getting right physically in that summer. And it felt like he was playing catch up last year, Bonte, health wise. And it just never came to fruition. His confidence. And that's the word I keep coming back to with Andrew Wiggins, is confidence.
Yeah.
You can see it with the player, and far too often, I think people just go to the mentals and stuff like that and say, does he care about the... Well, caring about the sport goes back to confidence for me. If he just doesn't feel comfortable or confident in his level of play, some players show it with they're going to keep shooting, and it's just not working. Other players are going to be dejected. Like, I know how I am personally. Like, if I feel like I'm not getting anywhere, or if I don't want to engage, like, or get angry, instead of getting angry, I shut down. Yeah. I don't want to, you know what, I disassociate. If I'm getting an argument, whether it's with the misses, whether it's against someone, I just shut down. You know what? I don't want to push forward. I don't want to explode on someone. So I'm just going to shut down. And I think we saw that far too often last year. And then we see Clay. You know what? Clay feels like, you know what? Andrew was not stepping up with his shots.
Right.
I'm going to need to shoot now.
I got to shoot.
Steph's got this load on his shoulders. I need to take some of that off. And so I'm going to shoot. But I think Andrew needs to be that guy now with shots opening up, with no CP3, with no Clay Thompson.
Right.
I think he needs to take a little bit more of a load on. And that might be good for him. You know what? Expect more from him.
Yeah, I mean, he's used to it, right? I mean, you talk about a guy who averaged 16, 19, 16, 17, 18, 19, 16, 15 field goals a game to start his career. Then he comes to the Warriors, obviously, 15, 14, 14. Last year, 11 field goal attempts per game. That's not enough for Andrew Wiggins. Chris Paul always said it. You tell me when you want the basketball, and I'll get it to you. Just tell me when you want it, and I'll get it to you. But also, Andrew Wiggins, in a way, indirectly, has stymied the development of Jonathan Kuminga. Because that year where he missed 2 months of the season due to personal reasons, Kuminga started hooping. He started hooping and found his groove. And then we get to the playoffs, and Kuminga had the quickest of quick hooks in that playoff series against the Sacramento Kings. It didn't play. Didn't play against the Lakers. And it bothered Kuminga where he was saying, I'm going to showcase my talents, hopefully get traded somewhere. That was coming into last season.
And then Gary Payton, bringing him back, and then he had his injuries. The whole thing just kind of messed up
It messed up all the flow. So, and Steve Kerr earlier this last season saying that, hey, look, I don't think we could play Kuminga and Wiggins together. That's not going to work. And then we see that it did work. They played together. Yeah. They played very well together. But that was with Draymond Green, small ball five. So we have a super chat. We had a super chat from Ion. Thank you for the $5, Ion. We appreciate it.
Ion.
He said, should Wiggins play the two? So let's talk this out then. If Curry's playing the one, Wiggins is at the two, Kuminga's at the three, Draymond's at the four, you going TJD at the five?
I think so. I think he earned that from last year.
All right.
Do you feel comfortable with that? Or are you going loon dog?
On paper, it doesn't sound bad.
Okay.
But I do worry about the space he gets his shooting.
Yeah.
Wiggins is a streaky three-point shooter. Now,
guys that can create for themselves, right? Like, again, but this is the thing. Like, you're going to put a lot on Steph's plate, but you have some depth now that maybe you pick and choose different spots. But again, this goes back to ego. Like, a guy with an ego that's kind of fragile right now, and Andrew Wiggins, like, how's he going to feel about coming off the bench again? I know he did it last year.
Forget the bench. Let's just work under the assumption that, and maybe we sound ridiculous, can he play the two? Mm. Well, it is positionless basketball. And you do have a little, you got more size on the wings, right? You get more size with Kuminga and Wiggins on the perimeter.
Size matters.
And it does matter, especially on the perimeter. Now, you talk about can Wiggins turn back the clock to what happened in 2021, 2022.
It's not like he's 40 years old, dude.
He's 28 right now.
Still in his 20s.
When does he turn 29? He turned 29. My mom's birthday, February 23rd.
There you go. So he's 29, which is crazy because he's been on the spotlight for like 15 years. 15 it feels years. Like.
But he did shoot 39% during that championship season.
Yes.
He shot 39% from three. Now, he's had years where he shot 38. His three-point percentage has been better once he arrived with the Golden State Warriors. So, on the way to a championship, he shot 39% from three, Spadoni. And then he shot 39.6% from three in 37 games before taking 2 months off. And, of course, the right deductors trade. Can he get back to 39% from three? Because then, to Ion's question, can he play the two? And Kuminga may be a three, but Kerr said, hey, right now we view him as a four, so you got an issue there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wiggins at the two, and that kind of leads me to, you know, Brandon Ingram, because we're going to get somebody off from New Orleans either today or tomorrow. But somebody yesterday said, can Brandon Ingram play the two, or he could play the two.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if he could play the two.
I don't know either.
But defensively, it sounds good, Spadoni.
Well,
I get Wiggins guarding. I get him guarding
great.
Anthony Edwards
yes.
and all those guys. It sounds great. But I know if he could space the floor as a two, but he could still play make from the two spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It may not be the worst idea in the world.
It may not be the worst. Hey, listen, right now, like I'm okay with Steve Kerr kind of tinkering around this thing. Now,
right.
What Steve Kerr does, though, like, I don't think he tinkers enough for Warriors fans' liking.
Mm-hmm.
He reverts to his old ways a lot, what works or what has worked,
right.
or with what he knows, which, listen, I get that. We all do that. We all go with what we know, what's comfortable for us. So maybe he goes back to what he knows, and maybe he goes back to last year and says, you know what, Clay's not here anymore, Chris Paul's not here anymore. You know what, let's bring back Steph, obviously. You got Andrew Wiggins, Kuminga, I think we're going to bring you off the bench. Maybe we'll still think about it. Maybe how you play in summer league dictates that. We'll see what Moses Moody like. I'm very curious how he's going to handle now with this added depth, how he's going to give all these guys and get all of them the touches. That's going to be the key to me. Bringing in a guy like Melton, who has tremendous upside,
right.
who has starter capability. How's he going to fit into all this? Kyle Anderson,
yep.
Buddy Hield. I'm very curious how Steve Kerr is going to do all this, because I do think this is the deepest team he's had
in quite some time. I thought last year was deep.
I thought so too, but it turned out like the level of trust is what was exposed, I think, last year. And is he going to have more trust in some of these newer guys who, again, are older guys? Like Kyle Anderson has been around. Buddy Hield has been around.
Yeah.
D'Anthony Melton, this is what, his third team?
Fourth team now.
Right? So he's been around, and they said they've liked this guy for a long time. So the level of trust in an Andrew Wiggins and a Jonathan Kuminga is going to be very interesting to see from Steve Kerr.
Listen, at the end of the day, once you get to the playoffs, I always go by the Pat Riley mantra. Pat Riley had the quote of all quotes. When you get to the playoffs, you use eight, rotate seven,
yeah,
play six, and trust five.
It's a bar right there, by the way.
Pat Riley,
I love
the Godfather.
Father. Yes.
Use eight, rotate seven, play six, and trust five. Now, in the regular season, going to be playing a lot of guys. You may be going 10, 11 deep, and that's, I get it. You're going through the regular season.
Yeah.
But if you can make a playoff run, you get to the playoffs, and we don't know if this team can make the playoffs. Or it's his team last year. We'll see. We'll see. A lot of people like this team. I like the parts. I'm not mad at the offseason so far. You got under the second and first apron. You're not the tax. You got some pieces here. I think it could work. I really do. Now, how well will it work? We'll see. It's going to take time to gel. There's no doubt. How much patience will we allow this team to have this season? And it feels like they need to come out the gates hot. They really do. We'll see. But by the playoffs, who's going to be that trusted five? Because last year, when Mark Willard almost started, it's like, you know, who's going to start? Who's going to say, didn't we learn something from last season? Everybody kept talking about Chris Paul starting and whether or not it'd be a problem. Turned out to not be a problem. You know what the biggest issue was, though, for guys like Chris Paul and Klay Thompson? It was finishing the damn basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Klay Thompson started going off. He wasn't happy about being benched. But he certainly wasn't happy about not finishing a basketball game.
Nope.
Chris Paul had a problem with that, even though he handled it like a professional.
I mean,
you can tell it bothered him.
The most contentious thing of last season with Klay Thompson was that Phoenix Suns game, but no one talked about it. Why? Because Draymond Green got ejected and got indefinitely suspended for slapping Yusuf Nurkic.
There you go.
And Anthony Slater was in the studio with you guys. And Anthony Slater, obviously, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, covers the team for The Athletic, does a hell of a job. Like, he was talking about that. Like, Clay, behind the scenes, it was not a pretty sight.
Yep.
And that was, he was throwing chairs and stuff like that, getting benched late in that game. Like,
it
goes back to ego, though. That's why I'm looking at a guy like Clay's not here anymore. Like, Andrew Wiggins is going to be that guy now.
He can now step up and get some of those shots.
Correct.
So, like, can he play the two? Can he play the three? It's very interesting. I'm intrigued. I do want to.
I'm
working because we brought Brandon Ingram yesterday, and somebody, I forgot
how
who it was.
On Brandon Ingram.
I'm not. Look, if
he's there on a silver platter, it feels
Carter,
like.
Carter, I got a homework assignment for you right now.
Oh,
on the spot. You're a smart kid. Look up Brandon Ingram, AAU. I believe he played for Jerry Stackhouse.
Oh, we're going back to basketball.
I think there's a relationship with Jerry Stackhouse and Brandon Ingram.
High school.
And it's a little thing. Maybe I'm reaching here. Maybe I'm getting called. Maybe I'm going to get called for a reach. But I think Stackhouse knows Brandon Ingram very well. Why do I bring up Jerry Stackhouse? Because he's one of your new assistant coaches.
Certainly is.
And he's a guy who's a former player, which they haven't had in a couple years. Former player on the Warriors bench. They haven't had that for a while. Now they have it. You know, you had Willie Green, you had Aaron Miles, you had the Collins twin, you had a lot of guys, former players, Luke Walton. You haven't had that for a couple years. So, Carter, get in here. I want you to spit this out. What's up? What'd you find?
Yeah, so Ingram played for Jerry Stackhouse's Atlanta-based AAU program as a kid.
And they know each other very well.
Yeah, he looks at Jerry Stackhouse as basically a mentor to him.
Oh, that's big.
So...
okay.
So
reading the tea leaves.
Makes sense. Hey, we're doing some investigation here. We're doing some investigating, Lubbin. Let's go.
Law and order, baby.
SBU. Hey, forget marketing. Can Brandon Ingram work? Why couldn't Brandon Ingram work?
Well, the thing that scares you about Brandon Ingram is he gets hurt a lot. Like, that's another thing. Like, we're going back to these guys, but I think Shasky's been on this. Like, you have to be bold with some of these things. You can't be complacent. Like, you got to have a risk with some of these things.
And
sometimes
hurt,
they pan. Like, Andrew Wiggins was a risk. You didn't know that was going to work out the way it did. And then it paid off. You won a title. If Andrew Wiggins doesn't do anything else, he helped win a title for you. Like, that is something you can hang your hat on. Do you have that same trust in a Brandon Ingram who, again, can be amazing offensively? Defensively, I think he's a little lackluster, but maybe Ron Adams, the defensive wizard, can help with that a little bit. He's got all the intangibles. Like, he's got all the size. I call him the Kmart KD. That's the thing. The former producer Bobby Spang gave him that moniker.
The
Kmart KD. Hey, nothing wrong with Kmart. I liked Kmart as a kid, all right?
Lou Dort shut him down in that series. That sweep this year.
He did. Like, that's the thing.
Like Brandon Ingram in that playoff series shot 34.5%.
Size only does so much when you go up against guys who are also just as long as you.
And physical.
Yes,
you got better be physical. Physicality is a problem.
And he got exposed with no Zion there. He did. He had to be the main focal point. CJ McCollum got exposed. Those guys
CJ, we know who CJ is.
Well, I know, but he had to be. CJ turned into number two on that team.
Brandon
Ingram turned into number one. Without Zion, it wasn't good enough.
Now Ingram wouldn't be the number one here.
He wouldn't be. What would he be? The
two, three, maybe?
Yeah.
But listen, 34.5%. From the field in that playoff series, 25% from three, 14 points a game. Now, a couple years before that, he had a big playoff run. But here's where how much is it going to cost for Brandon Ingram? Because I look at this game log, Spinoni. Rookie year, 19 years old, he played 79 games. Second year, he played 59. And you know him well for the LA Lakers.
Yeah,
third year, 52 games. Fourth year, 62.
He was the main piece of that AD trade. Yep. Like
61, 55, 45, 64.
Yeah.
He's never played more than 64 games in a regular season. He's played more than 60 games three times in his career. All right? Like this is not how much time you're going to miss, because I got to bake into the equation that Steph may miss some time. Draymond may miss some time. These guys are older. It's going to happen. Load management. Brandon Ingram only playing more than 60 games three times in his career. And he's a young pup. That is a little concerning. So if the price tag is high, I'm not doing it for Brandon Ingram. What's the price tag? And then what we're talking about here, you're going to not only have to do that, you're going to have to pay Brandon Ingram. And they're going to have to probably trade either Kuminga or Wiggins.
And is that something you want to do with? And how much does that make you better? Is that a net positive? Is it a net neutral? Like, I think a lot of fans, again, it goes back to a name. Like, Lauri Markkanen is a name. Brandon Ingram is a name. So, like, at the very least, you appease the fan base in the short term. But how does it look long term? Like, that's the thing with all this. The nice part about Brandon Ingram and Lauri Markkanen is that they are young, relatively.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a future of one of those guys after Steph, especially Markkanen, who's, 27?
Yeah, I'm not mad at Ingram. I'm not mad at Ingram, but when you look at these two players, Markkanen and Ingram, they miss a lot of games.
They do.
Now, we have Dr. Rick Celebrity, so that may cure all. You know what I mean?
Well, but also, I think Sarah Todd of the Deseret News, who joined you guys, who covers the Utah Jazz, she kind of poo-pooed a lot of the marketing and injury stuff. She said it was a lot of load manage, a lot of kind of...
Shut them down, let's get high picks.
What is Ross Triple called? The Phantom IL stints?
Yeah, that's kind of
if you just use that for the NBA, if you will. Like, that's kind of what she was alluding to. Even going back to the Bulls, who, again, were always kind of like a fringe lottery type of team when he was back there. So I'm not too concerned about Markkanen, but with Ingram, it's been everywhere, man. Like, that's another thing. And and can I trust a guy being a number two gets hurt a lot? I have an aging superstar and stuff. Then I'm going back to what LeBron James and Anthony Davis are dealing with. Like, LeBron has to be load managed, and I think he had a hell of a year last year playing damn near all of his games. Still load managing, obviously, but Anthony Davis, another guy, like, he's just an injury away from, you have to rely on LeBron. Who's almost 40. You have to rely on Steph, who's 30.
You know what's bothering me, though? AD is all over Steph and Curry, man. He is linked to Steph Curry at those Team USA things.
Oh, God. Now you're getting wide-eyed? Can we bring AD in here?
No, I'm getting wide-eyed saying because of what Steph Curry said yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What's Steph saying yesterday?
I mean, we've been teasing it all morning.
I mean, what's Steph saying yesterday? You know, things change quickly in the NBA. AD, you better back up off of Steph and Curry, brother.
That was the first time that I've heard Stephen Curry allude to something other than Warrior for Life. And that scares the hell out of me if I'm a Warriors fan. That frightens me.
I can clearly say I want to be a Warrior for Life. That's always been my goal. And I'm saying that sitting in this chair right now. But like you said, life, and especially life in the NBA, it is a wild environment, and things change quickly, and the league has changed quickly. So we're trying to adapt and evolve. Until I'll let everybody know if that changes. But right now, like, of course, the goal is always to be to finish my career with one team.
And I was reaching out to some people yesterday, and that's basically confirmed. Steph doesn't want to go anywhere.
No, he
doesn't want to go anywhere. But things do change.
That's the things thing do right change. There. I have never heard him say that, Bonte,
in the past. I heard Marcus Tosh in a second. He was on with Jason Dumas on Carl 4 yesterday. He goes, Stephen Curry is going through his therapy session right now with Team USA, being around all those ballers. So we'll see what happens. Warriors got to move fast. They got to move fast. Here's Curry. He had more on the big decisions the organization has to make.
And it's funny just because the way that things happen, whether it's the big headline like Klay Thompson's going to Dallas and you probably haven't heard from me, and it's like this thing of, oh, does Steph want that, or does Steph talk to the organization? Like, you know basketball, you know how this works. Like, I know what's going on, and I know all the ramifications of every decision. You know, I'm not making the decisions, but, you know, you want that collaborative kind of approach.
But the bottom line is always, Steph,
winning is hard in this league, man, and the fact that we've been able to do it for this long has been amazing. Trying to keep the core together this long has been amazing. Obviously, Clay is the first one to not be a Warrior, and so it's a different dynamic. I always want to win, plain and simple, and there's no contentment on just cashing a check and playing basketball and riding it out. Like, pressure is applied on, like, I want to win, and I want to be in the best position to make that happen. Doesn't guarantee anything, but until that changes, and I feel that energy changes, then I go about my business the same way. And that's where I'm at.
Tyler Miller on YouTube. Steph shook after seeing Clay leave. Didn't bother him. That was the first of the big three to join Stephen Curry.
I do think, Bonte, to his point, to Tyler Miller's point, like, we haven't really talked about the Steph angle and all this a lot. Yeah. We've talked about it in the sense that Clay's told Steph not to negotiate for him or go to at-bat.
He was adamant about it.
I want to be wanted by the people, not because you told them, Steph.
You wanted to happen or get it.
Because if Steph wanted him, and if Steph really wanted to just, you know, just say, no, like, but no, he did want him. But if he really wanted to be like, no, Clay, I'm going to go for at-bat, like, he'd be here. Clay would be here because Steph has that much.
No. Steph went to management. He said, I did it anyway.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, I did it anyway. I know Clay told me not to, but I did it anyway. He did it anyway. The organization and Clay basically mutually, you know, it was time to move on.
That would make me feel some type of way if Steph.
But Steph out there, he also understood it from Clay Thompson's point of view, because you mentioned that Sam Amy had an interview, a sit down with Steph Curry. You could read it in The Athletic, where Steph had a 15-minute conversation. He touched on it. He goes, look, man, there were some tears. We talked about the moments, but I know what he went through the last 2 years. And it's not just 1 year. It's the last 2 years, which is surprising me. All this stuff happening after they won a championship. What the hell happened in the summer after the championship? Where they get back from training camp and, hell, man, we had the Draymond and Jordan Poole situation. Obviously, you know, you had some people a little upset about JP and Wiggins getting their money.
Yeah.
We know how that season played out.
I heard and Jordan Poole's year, name at the summit yesterday. Yeah, that was interesting.
It's very surprising if you talk about Jordan Poole. Boy, they could use Jordan Poole right now, playmaker. But by the way, YouTube, of course, and Twitch and Twitter, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance at the dealer. Listen, man, that was powerful. He said, I went to management anyway to express my desire to have Klay Thompson here. That's his brother. And we're going to hear from his brother, Klay Thompson, in about 20 minutes here on 95.7 The Game as he gets introduced to the Dallas media. So that's going down.
Man, Steph, how he's feeling. Like, this is what it looks like when things start, Bonte, to the leaks in a foundation start to get sprung and stuff starts to happen. Like, Klay's moving on now. This is what happens at the end of dynasties. I know we all think about the last dance and stuff like that. Yeah. It all ended on a quote-unquote high note. But the high note was the Bulls haven't been relevant since that.
No.
Like, that was it. Like, the Bulls haven't done anything in my entire life up until that point, they won their sixth championship with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, and all those guys. Like, this is what it kind of looks like towards the end now. I'm not saying it's over. Don't get a Spadoza hater. I'm not being a hater. I'm just telling you, like, Klay's moving on. Steph, you're going to start hearing more and more rumblings. Like, it's going to get louder.
If they start off to a slow start, and we got the All-Star game coming, Spadoni, you know how the national media comes. They'll come all converge here at the All-Star break, the international media. And you know what the question will be if the Warriors are not winning, if they're not relevant, if they're not competing, and they're outside of the play-in around that time. And I got to see what the deadline is, the trade deadline that is. People are going to be freaking out. The questions are going to become, they're going to get louder and louder and louder, and noise will get louder and louder and louder. That's what I would love to avoid. If the Warriors get out, I think it's very imperative they get off to a good start, to where they put themselves in a position to make a move for a big boy. So it's a lot going on. Go ahead.
And real quick, Bonte, I just wanted to, like, you'd be naive if you're a Warriors fan not thinking that Steph isn't talking to all these players and all these other championship type of squads right now.
He's around LeBron, AD, Kevin Durant. Think about the decision when that started to permeate, right? There was another one. KD, Iguodala, Stephen Curry playing in the FIBA World Championships.
Yep.
They started having conversations. And all of a sudden, hey, KD started thinking, boy, it'd be kind of fun to play with these guys.
Chris Paul and Kobe, before it was vetoed by the league, they started talking back in 08 during the Olympic battle. Like, I'm just reading some of the names here. And listen, like, Bam Adebayo, Miami Heat. Interesting. Eastern Conference. Devin Booker, obviously, is there at the Phoenix Suns. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, the Sixers. I know they got Paul George now. Drew Holiday's there. He's not going to Indiana. I love you, Tyrese. Sorry, Tyrese Halliburton, that is. Kawhi Leonard, and then Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics. Like, they're doing all this chirping, all this talking, stuff like that. There's a lot happening behind the scenes. These guys are hanging, like, they're teammates, guys. Like, they're going out to lunch. They're not with their wives and their kids during this. They're going to be overseas. They're going to be going to all these fancy restaurants, all this sort of stuff.
That's where
LeBron's
Steve Kerr.
LeBron's going to see all the artists.
Hey, you know what? This is where Steve Kerr got to step in. Hey, Steph, man, let's get dinner every day. Me and you. Let's do this. We're a package deal. Let's start recruiting these guys to the Bay Area. Let's go.
Steph, you have an early wake-up call every morning, except everyone else. It's the Steph rules, not the Jordan rules.
Not the Jordan rules. This is the Steph rules. All right, let's get to King of the Hill. We're going to hear from Klay Thompson in 17 minutes as he gets introduced to the Dallas Mavericks media and fan base. This is going to be very strange to see Klay Thompson hoist that Dallas Mavericks jersey. It is real, folks. It is really, really real. But
I love that. I love that beat.
We got the King of the Hill by Top 7 Klay Thompson moments. It feels appropriate today in number seven.
Dude, number got the ramples up into traffic, loses the ball, bats it out to Curry, finds Thompson, right corner, three, got it!
Now you're cooking.
It's a two-point game. Michael is rocking, and Mike D'Antoni needs to talk it over. Draymond, pass goes to Thompson in the corner. He'll take a three, knock it down. Clay Thompson on fire. 5 of 10 from distance. He's tied the game at 69. Draymond throws to Thompson. He's open right side. The three ball's good. Draymond on the break. Shovel back to Clay. It's a 27-footer. Good.
Their biggest lead of the night keeps getting bigger.
89-77. Clay Thompson says, I'm not going home. Not tonight. Durant on the jaw. Takes it middle. Drifting far side. Chest pass to Draymond. Throws to Thompson. Off a screen. Three ball. Up and good again. 8 threes for Clay.
May 26, 2018, Game 6 down 3-2 to the Houston Rockets. Klay Thompson. Remember, the Rockets are up 22. They were hitting all the threes in the first quarter. They're up 17. Going into the second quarter, we're thinking, is this it? Is this it?
Mike D'Antoni.
And the Warriors were able to come through. Klay Thompson with a monster game. 35 points, 13-23 from the floor. 9-14 from the three-point line. 6 rebounds in that basketball game. Game 6, Klay. It's a thing, folks. It's a thing. He was dynamic. That was my number 7 moment in Klay Thompson's career. There's a lot of moments. There's a lot.
So many.
There's so many. Here's my 6th moment.
Klay Thompson gets the ball. Left side three. Why not? Thompson loads up a three and buried it in front of the Warrior bench. He cannot miss. Klay, the trailing three, buried it. Money. The net's not even moving. It's not even moving. Back to Klay. It's a corner three, and yes, it is a swish. Ball comes inside. Thompson goes outside, catches it, hits a three. Design play right out of the timeout. He just can't miss. Klay Thompson turns, catches, says, no, I'm going to hit a shot, and it's another three. Klay Thompson open three and rattled home another one. Curry, timeline, three-point line, finds Klay, quick release, and a splash! He's tied the NBA record, held by Curry with 13 threes. Right side, Klay takes a dribble, now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Klay Thompson, 14 threes. Chicago calls time. And to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Klay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
Klay Thompson, single-game record, 14 threes in the game, Spadoni, against the Chicago Bulls back on October 29th, 2018.
Bonte, I'll say it, and I'll continue to say it. I don't care if it's sacrilege. When they are at their hottest, if it's Steph, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Klay Thompson, I think when they are at their hottest, Steph is the best out of all of them. Ooh. When they are in the
Steph
zone.
Or Klay.
No, was I say Steph? Klay Thompson, excuse me.
Yes.
Klay, when he is on, when he is hot, the net doesn't move. You heard it from Tim Warren. It doesn't move.
That's unbelievable. The net's not moving.
I think my favorite part about that Klay game against the Bulls where he hit those 14 threes was that was like one of those games where he kind of came out of one of those early season slumps he usually has.
Yep.
So he's having like that bad start. Oh, no, what's going on with Klay?
Yep.
And then he just, you know, casually breaks the single game three-point record. Just class. Only Klay would set a record to come out of a cold streak.
And he remember he had to lead the game because he got cut. He had to wear a headband.
Headband Klay.
Klay. So that was
the legend of headband Klay was born.
All right, let's keep it moving, Carter. Number five.
Klay gets three off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! He's the fourth Warrior ever to get 60 points. And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974.
That's crazy. 60 points for Klay Thompson. December 5th, 2016. I've told the story many and many times. I wasn't going to go to the game, but I missed out on the 37-point quarter. I said, you know what? You never know when something special is going to happen. Well, 11 dribbles that game against the Indiana Pacers. Played in three quarters. 29 minutes, Spadoni. Scored 60 points, 8 threes in that basketball game. 11 dribbles. Had the ball in his hands for 88 seconds. And I believe he missed shoot-around that morning. Thinking over something, this shoot around that morning. Story has it. Klay Thompson.
It worked out. He didn't even need it. Hey, shoot or shoot, Bonte.
Yeah, that's shoot or shoot.
Klay Thompson has literally put that on his gravestone. Shoot or shoot. That's him right there.
Shoot or shoot, baby. Shoot or shoot. Number four.
Klay three. To him again. He's got it. His three.
seen anything like it.
Got him again.
Got him again. His three. If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it. George Gervin at 33 and a quarter. And Klay Thompson has 50 and 37 in a quarter. Klay Thompson, I'm going to repeat that, 37 in a quarter.
Is this sick? Is this sick? 52 points in that game, 5 assists, 4 steals, 11 threes. Most field goals made in the quarter, most points scored in the quarter, most threes made in the quarter. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he did against the Sacramento Kings back on January 23rd of 2015.
You can hear it in the call from Fitz and Barnett. They're just, you have to laugh. You just laugh during, like, the absurdity of these runs, by the way. They had Klay Thompson, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond, and Andre Iguodala.
Oh, my God.
All those guys are going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
and
man.
It was just like, hey, good luck, wrestling. LeBron and Kyrie, you guys are cute. Like,
story, with SCFI.
I understood why. Like, everyone, they turned to the darlings of the NBA to hate it like that, and they didn't care.
That team was so good. Back on the Afternoon Delight, when they were about, they lost game 4 against Cleveland with KD's first year to go to St. Warriors, 2016.
They had like
17.
An incredible first shooting quarter. Performance,
yeah,
right?
First quarter.
Yeah.
But we were asking whether or not they could beat the original Dream Team. That's how good they were.
It was what? It was the Dream Team. It was them, Jordan Bulls, and like the 0-1 Lakers.
Yeah. Warriors, yes. Can they beat the Dream Team?
It was.
Oh, man. All right. Let's continue here. Number three.
Agreed. To Klay Thompson. Where do you face him? But Klay fires away. He's got another three. It's an NBA record. 10 threes in a playoff game. 96-92. He's got 36. Westbrook stumbles with a dribble. Almost falls down. Stripped by Andre and stolen. Iguodala to Thompson. Right side three for the lead. Got it. Golden State leads with a minute 35 to go. It's 104-101. Klay Thompson has 11 threes in the game.
Game 6, Klay to save the season, 41 points, 11 threes, and some of the shots he took in that game was just downright absurd. What the hell are you doing? No. Yes! And I can say, I say this, and I'll say it until I'm dead. That was Marv Albert's last great game as a play-by-play announcer, in my opinion. He was unbelievable at Chesapeake Bay Arena, what it was called back then,
Thompson
in Oklahoma City.
Three, yes!
And it was just like, on their deathbed. And they rally. And then Steph Curry throwing up the 7, saying, going back home for a game. I get chills listening to that highlight. That series is one of my all-time favorite series of my lifetime. We talk about NBA playoff series. I don't care if this is my team. We talk about Rockets, Suns, Bulls, Suns, whatever it is. OKC Warriors, an all-time classic. All-time top 5 series of my lifetime.
I mean, they didn't even win the whole thing that year, but you remember that moment. But, like, no one even cares about
nobody
that. You just go back to that game, and I think that one game, and I know it's not the number one for you, but I think for a lot of people, that is the number one. That moment, because
number three.
People forget how damn good that Thunder team was. All the names on there, Russell Westbrook, and because, obviously, the shine and then what happened to the series after that, but we do sleep on that a lot. But not a lot of fans think of Game 6 Klay because obviously that game.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. All right, let's keep it moving. We got to get to the injury report. So, number two.
Curry to Thompson. Thompson to the rim. Goes up. He got fouled from behind trying to dunk it. Danny Green with a foul. Thompson's hurt. He's hurt.
His left knee. Tim, he is really hurt.
Danny Green fouled him as he flew in for a dunk. He fouled him from behind. How many more injuries must this team go through?
Oh, I just don't like the way he reacted when he was on the ground.
The ovation you hear right now is for Klay Thompson. He walked down the tunnel and said, no, I'm not going to the locker room. This is game 6 of the NBA Finals. I'm going to turn around, walk under his own power, got back to the free throw line.
And he got back on defense, jumping up and down, ready to lock up in the NBA Finals in the last ever game at Oracle Arena. It was unreal. I'll never forget being there. I'll never forget seeing him run out the tunnel. I thought he was going to play in the fourth quarter. That was peak Klay Thompson. And sure, he hasn't been the same player since that moment. So it's a little bittersweet to play that. But it is my number two moment because it embodied what the Warriors were all about and embodied what Klay Thompson was all about. He was an Iron Man, and he was balling, hitting shots from the logo in that game. He had 30 at that point. 30! And we weren't even in the fourth quarter yet. He was playing at an all-time level. And unfortunately, we never saw that version of Klay Thompson again. But the fact that he got back on defense, touched his sneakers up. Well, Draymond's looking at him, what the hell are you doing? You got a blown ACL. Your knee's torn up. He did not care because the guy just wanted to hoop. And that leads to my number one moment after missing 941 days. Because we hadn't seen him to that point. He made his return in the Warriors.
Number one.
In their last championship season.
He's back! And now, it is 11th NBA season out of Washington State University. The number 11, Klay Thompson!
Here's Klay Thompson with a catch down the lane, floats it up. It's good! There it is! Klay Thompson, welcome back! Thompson to catch up top, has Allen as his defender, takes the big man to the right wing, crossover goes right by him, down the lane for the dunk! He dunked it! Curry picks up the dribble, feeds Porter. Porter chased out there by Allen, penetrates out to Klay. 4-3, got it! And once again, a standing ovation at Chase Center for Klay Thompson. 12,000 career points out for Klay. Klay Thompson to sit down, listen to the ovation for Klay.
Klay Thompson made his return. Thank you to Tim Roy. Thank you to Bob Fitzgerald. Thank you to Jim Barnett for all the calls here. Great calls. We're lucky to have these broadcasters in the Bay Area. But Klay Thompson making his return January 9th, 2022, after missing 2.5 seasons of basketball, made his return, had a dunk, scored 17, hit 3 threes at the headband, and they were on their way to their fourth championship in 9 years. So that was my king of the hill, my personal top 7 Klay Thompson moments in a Warriors uniform. And with that said, we're going to go to the injury report and then hear from Klay Thompson live in Dallas.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Man, listen to those highlights. You get goosebumps, man. I hope we appreciated the run that these guys gave us. It's not over yet. It's definitely not over because Steph is still here wearing a Warriors jersey. But boy, we had it good. Basketball, Nirvana, oh my Lord. Alex Cobb, speaking of which, the Giants. He made his second rehab start this past weekend for the San Jose Giants. He struck out 5 over 2 no-hit innings.
Alex Cobb!
To ramp up his workload. We'll probably need a few more rehab starts before he can make his 2024 debut. But he looks like he's going to be joining this rotation sooner rather than later. And today, Blake Snell's on the mound against the Blue Jays.
Oh, my God.
Blake Snell's back. He's back.
I can smell
back
it.
Back again.
There you go.
Hey, Spadoni, we're going to see the real Blake Snell now.
Okay.
I believe it. We're going to see the real Blake Snell today. He will get through 5 innings today. I can guarantee that. He's getting through 5 for the first time all season. Book it, Lottman.
Boy.
Book it. Injury Report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.